I have to get better batteries for my Olympus recorder, and I have to bring an umbrella or a raincoat even when just going out for a walk by the river. Wandering up past the boathouse and saw a very pretty sheepdog, black and white collie with a brown muzzle, and was kind of hesitant, and I stood there and sort of waved, and he or she came over and I patted her and she nuzzled me, and very friendly but clearly looking for someone. And I stood around for a little while, and clearly she was looking for her owner. So I waited, and I waited, and I rubbed her, and I checked her collar. And she had a collar, I noticed that, and I checked, but there was no tag on it at all. So I waited a little bit longer. And then I dialed 101 to get the police, because it was all I could think of. I couldn't find a number for Hammersmith police station, so I dialed 101. And the lady there was a dog owner, and she was very upset to hear this. Terribly upset. And I told her what was happening, and she said that she asked me to check if the dog was chipped, and I couldn't find the chip. I've never actually noticed what it is before, but I couldn't tell. I couldn't find one. So she said she would contact dog wardens. It was all she could do. And so she got exactly where I was, the landmarks. And she said she'd call back as soon as she could, or straight away. And I stayed with the dog, who was very affectionate, leaning up against me. But originally the police woman asked, would I be able to take the dog home and the warden collect from there? And I said, I don't think so, because the dog is clearly looking for its owner. It probably won't go with me. Okay, so I stayed there, and then it starts to rain, and I don't have an umbrella, so I had to run up under some trees. And the dog wouldn't budge, it'd stay there, sitting looking for her owner. Sitting waiting for her owner. And then the rain eased a bit and went back out to her. Then it got heavier again, and then the man came along on a bike with a dog. And it wasn't his dog, but we had a chat, and he found out what was going on. And then he went to check if the dog was chipped. And because he had a dog, and he knew what it was like, and he couldn't find it. And the rain was getting, was still quite heavy. And then a girl comes along in a parka jacket, and she sounds relieved to see her dog, because she's checking why is it with this strange person, with a man on a bike with another dog. And then he says, well, that I've been helping. And I said, yeah, I'm sorry, I had to phone the police, but I'll phone them back so that you don't need to worry. And just then my phone started ringing, and it was the policewoman phoning back to. And I immediately said, it's great you phoned back just now, because the owner has just showed up. And she's, oh, you've made my day. She was very emotional, and she was getting upset because apparently for health and safety the wardens wouldn't be able to come out and collect a dog if it wasn't on a leash or at a home. And she was sort of, that's, she'd obviously been arguing the case, I think. And well, it's all ended happily, and it was lovely. And it was, yeah, that's my doggy, shaggy dog story for Friday evening. Bye.